Okay. Josh, nice to see you here.
Good to see you. A couple questions on the president's comments in Philadelphia yesterday about Trump's taxes.
Okay.
Is it fair to take from the fact that he brought this up, I believe, twice in the speech, that the president believes that it's important or valuable for voters to have information on Trump's taxes or to see those returns before they go to the polls in November?
Well, the president believes that it's that there's an important tradition in American politics. For decades, candidates in both parties, in the spirit of transparency, have released their tax returns. I know Secretary Clinton has done that, and the president believes that it's that's important.
So in that vein, you probably don't have a copy of the Internal Revenue Code up there at the podium, I bet.
I do not.
But under Section 6103G, the president...
You brought it with you, though.
I just cut out that. upon written request by the president, signed by him personally, the Treasury Secretary can furnish to the president or to employees of the White House office, the president may designate a return or return information with respect to any taxpayer named in such a request. And the section goes on to say that as long as you or others have the personal written direction of the president, you're free to go ahead and release that. So would the president feel this is so important that he'd be willing to get those returns from the Treasury and make them public if voters really should have this information by November?
Well, I've not heard of this a potential option. I think it is rather unlikely that the president would order something like that. So if there's more on this with regard to our position about the interpretation of the statute, we'll consult the lawyers and let you know.
But you'd say it's rather unlikely because that would raise other concerns, or because of the history of the White House and release of tax information under prior presidents?
Well, I think there are a couple of principles here. Well, certainly one thing that is important, and certainly something that's been prioritized in this administration, is making sure that the work of the IRS is not affected with even the appearance of political influence. And in this regard, obviously the president has made clear that he's a strong supporter of Secretary Clinton in the presidential race. I think the second thing, though, Josh, is this. No other presidential nominee in either party has ever been compelled to release their tax returns. They've all done so voluntarily. There's been no reason to resort to obscure sections of the tax code to try to find a reason to force them to release these tax returns.